Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you again on Niche Radio. It is officially rainy season in Johannesburg, which is a good thing because our dams need it and our earth and our gardens definitely need it. But I just want to say, if you hear any big loud crashes in the background, it is most definitely the thunder that is breaking outside the window as I'm recording this week's podcast. But I'm very excited that it is raining. We definitely need that. So I've got some great news about exciting events that are on the go in and around Joburg, as per usual. So stay tuned. It is going to be a great show. At the end of last week, I headed through to the official media launch for the Liberty VUCA Knowledge Summit, which is going to be taking place on November the 1st and 2nd at the Sandton Convention Center. And this promises to be the ultimate thought leadership experience for forward-looking business people. They have announced keynote speaker, the US-based business mogul Russell Simmons, which has created quite a lot of excitement amongst the press, as well as a whole bunch of other local and international speakers, including Woly Sonyika, Timothy Maurice Webster, Kimberly Bryant, Vivian Onano, Brand Pretorius, as well as a few other surprise guests are going to be there. So the summit is following the theme Awaken Your Curiosity, and some of the world's leading entrepreneurs, business leaders and intellectuals are going to be getting together in Joburg on the 1st and 2nd of November to share their insights about how their curiosity as well as their thirst for and application of knowledge has led to their success in business and society. I think it's going to be an absolutely amazing summit. I mean, I must say, to have some of the top thought leaders in the world in our country, it's really amazing. And I think the doors really opened for international speakers in 2013. And now 5 years later, we are very, very blessed to be able to have these sorts of speakers and caliber of speakers on our doorstep, whereas previously we had to fly to the States or to the UK or Australia to go and attend these sort of summits. Now they're right here in Joburg. So the general ticket prices starts from 6,500 rand per day. And then there are VIP tickets as well that are available at 8,950 rand per day. They are on sale on ticketpro.co.za. And if you would like more information about the summit, find out more about what it's about before you book your tickets, you can head onto their website, which is vukasummit.co.za. That's V-U-K-A summit.co.za. The Liberty VUCA Knowledge Summit coming our way 1st and 2nd of November. I'm actually really looking forward to attending that. Something else that I'm really excited about and something that's really close to my heart. I was sort of involved last year, but this year I am 2 feet in supporting my friend Ryan Matheson with his Pink Table project. So during the month of October, they are doing a progressive charity lunch with a twist. And this is where you guys come in. So I'm going to be hosting a table, but I need people to sit at my table. So last year, they did the standard sort of, you know, you booked and paid for lunch, a certain portion of it went to cancer, and that was it. This year, they are doing something completely different. Okay, so what is going to happen at the Pink Table Project this year? So this project is unique because participating restaurants are going to present a 3-course healthier set menu of a starter, main, and dessert with vegetarian options. All right, what you're going to do is you are going to have a starter at one place, you're going to have a main at another place, and you're going to have dessert at another place. And the most exciting thing is that you're not going to know where you're going, because we like a good secret. So your arrival cocktail venue will only be revealed 24 hours prior to the event, that you'll get a text. And then at that venue, you'll be given your starter venue, which you will then go to, and then your mains venue, and then your dessert venue. So you'll only get it 30 minutes prior to heading through. So don't worry, everything will be really close by. So you could possibly even walk to most of the venues. And this is going to be so exciting. They are going to be doing this in Joburg, in Pretoria, and in Cape Town. So Joburg's going to be taking place on Saturday, the 7th of October. And it's going to be in the Parkhurst, Parktown, North Rosebank and Craigall Park area. Pretoria is going to be taking place on Saturday, October the 14th in the Menland Main District. And then there's one running in Cape Town on the 21st of October as well. Bookings are limited. Tickets cost 520 Rand per person, which includes your welcome cocktail, your three-course healthier wine-paired pink menu, and anything extra and over and above that is obviously for your for your own stuff, no? So if you want to get your tickets, you can head on over to quicket.co.za and look for the Pink Table Project. And I'm so excited. The Joburg restaurants, La Boqueria, The Foundry, Clico, Glenders, Bolton Road Collection, Hashtag Kitchen and Bar, and a couple of other last minute entrants are busy coming in. And I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing. So the whole point of the Pink Table Project is basically that creating awareness around cancer, and that a lot can be done to prevent cancer by just making healthier food choices. And, you know, I mean, I think often we live such stressed lives. I know I do, and I'm probably like the worst advocate for this. And for those of you who follow the podcast, you'll know that I've started exercising again recently, and I really am trying to get myself back into shape and make healthier food decisions. And I think often you go to a restaurant and you look at the menu and you're like, well, you know, I don't really know what I can eat here. So, and I don't feel like a salad because that's boring. So you just have something else. Whereas the Pink Table Project are encouraging restaurants to actually put a section in their menu that's healthier food choices. But that's not just a salad, that it's something fun and yum and beautiful and delicious and something that you really, really want to eat and enjoy, but it's low carb and it's healthier for you. And for people that are trying to lose weight or are just trying to be generally healthier, they know that they can go to that section in the menu and choose something that they absolutely love and that they want to eat and really enjoy. So that's the idea behind this whole thing and creating awareness about healthier food choices on menus. So I'm excited to be working with Ryan and hosting a table. I'm going to be hosting a table on the 14th of October in Pretoria. I'm not quite sure where yet, but please head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and check out the Pink Table Project post and get involved and book your tickets. And I look forward to seeing you there, and you can have lunch with me as well. How exciting. And there'll be wine, hopefully pink wine. So that'll be fun too. So that's the Pink Table Project. Something else that's going on this weekend that also looks like quite fun is the Soweto Eat-In 2017. So the University of Johannesburg and Slow Food Joburg are bringing us the Soweto Eat-In 2017, which is going to take place this Saturday, October the 7th, at the Funda Ujabula, which is at the UJ Soweto campus from 10 until 5. So this is a unique event that brings together urban farmers, food producers, chef schools, and upcoming exciting chefs from well-known establishments, as well as some academics and well-known personalities, and anyone who loves good, clean, and fair food. The highlight of the show is going to be the Scuffini Challenge, which is a competition amongst the culinary schools to produce the tastiest, healthiest lunchbox for only 20 Rand. They're going to be selling the lunchboxes. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff on the go. Of course, loads of food. Hello. What day would be complete without any food? And there's a variety of conferences on the go as well. They're going to be having some conversations about food, you know, community, local markets, chatting about how emerging farmers markets can assist in bringing together the community, smart food at the push of a button, so exploring food and climate change issues through art, and loads more. So that is the Soweto Eat-In 2017. The entry cost is just 20 Rand a person, and this includes access to both the conferences as well as attendance to the launch of the food garden, and there's also a cash bar on site as well as secure parking. If you're interested and you want to find out more, head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and click on the Soweto Eat-In 2017 post. Alternatively, you can give Carolyn McCann from Slow Food a call on 082-675-1171. That's Carolyn McCann from the Slow Food Joburg organization, and find out a bit more. But that looks like loads of fun. Do you want to be a cake boss? I know you've all watched this on TV. I'm sure we have. America's favorite celebrity baker, Buddy Valestro, is back with an all-new hit season of Cake Boss on TLC Discovery every Saturday, with two episodes back-to-back at 7 and 7:30. And in celebration of this, South Africa's well-known chef school, Capsicum Culinary Studio, is giving one lucky person the chance to become their own cake boss and win a bursary to study for a diploma in patisserie worth more than 100,000 Rand. Yes, I know, your ears are perking up, right? So if you want the opportunity to become your very own cake boss, you need to make sure that you enter, and the entries close on Wednesday, October the 11th. And you can also watch Cake Boss for more details. Then 14 finalists are going to be selected in a random draw, and they will compete in a bake-off at Capsicum's Joburg campus on Saturday, October the 21st. And the winner will receive a bursary to study a patisserie diploma from City and Guilds at one of Capsicum's six campuses around South Africa. It is an internationally recognized course that provides all the necessary theoretical and practical knowledge for anyone looking to specialize in pastries and desserts. I like to specialize in eating pastries and desserts, not necessarily making them. But if you are interested and you do want to enter and you do want to be a cake boss like Buddy Valestro, then you can, of course, head over to my blog, heatherhook.com, or you can also head on over to the Capsicum Culinary School website, which is capsicumcooking.com. And then I'm sure they'll have a post there about the cake boss that you can go and check that out. So if you want to win the chance to study a diploma in patisserie worth 100,000 Rand, make sure that you enter. Now, if like me, you're always looking for somewhere new to go and check out and try, then may I suggest the new bar in town? It is called the Black Tongue Bar, and it is located in Danefern. It has just opened its doors. You may think, okay, so what is new about this establishment everywhere that's opening these days in Joburg is so-called hip and trendy? Well, the owners are musicians, and their favorite band is a US rock outfit called Mastodon, who have an iconic song called, you guessed it, Black Tongue. So they've called the bar Black Tongue, and it is really, really cool. There's a lot of brickwork, there's a lot of lights, and basically the idea was to create a warm, intimate, and relaxed environment for people to pop in for drinks, a light meal, or to groove along to the music. So they've got a bit of a postmodern design going on, and rather than a more formal sit-down seating, they've chosen instead, they've got high-rise bar height cocktail tables for better interaction, etc., etc. And it's got a really great music selection at decent decibel levels. You don't need to scream at people. Thank goodness, because the older I guess, the less likely I am wanting to like go to nightclubs and have to shout at people. So they play chilled funk, soul, hip hop, some jazz, some blues and classics. And yeah, that's just, it's a really cool place. They also offer premium and craft beers, including their own house craft Pilsner brew, intriguingly called Allen. Apparently you can ask why. I'm not sure if it's got to do with the little gophers shouting Allen at each other. I'm not sure. It is supplied by TNT Brewery, and they have their very own mixologist, Roxanne Reed, who has designed an exclusive cocktail menu for Black Tongue with an original twist on some classic concoctions and introducing its signature mixture, the Black Tongue Tiki. I'm definitely going to be going to try one of those. So it is chilled, it is unpretentious, it is loads of fun, and it is located, as I said, in Danefern. The directions are on my blog, heatherhook.com, or you can also head on over to their website, blacktongue.co.za. They are open Tuesday to Sunday, closed on Monday, because everybody needs a break, right? And the hours are Tuesday to Thursday from 3 p.m. until late, and Friday to Sundays from 12 until late. So that is Black Tongue Bar in Danefern. Go check it out. Keeping up with all things that are hip and happening, I love a good South African movie. I love a good South African cast, as long as it is done properly, let me add. So if you love dancing, think Step Up, but with a South African twist. Pop, Lock and Roll has opened in cinemas across the country to much excitement, and it is very clear to see why. I've had to keep quiet. I went to the press launch about 2 weeks ago, and I obviously couldn't say anything because the movie only came out on Friday. So it's not often that South Africa launches movies that can compete on an international circuit, and this one certainly can. Although it is peppered with sapphirisms and South African terminology, I have to say I was really impressed with not only the quality of the dancing, but also of the production as a whole. So it tells the story of Raps, who's played by local heartthrob actor Maurice Page, who is an ambitious street-style hip-hop dancer from a poor neighborhood who believes that money is everything and he will do anything to make money. He gets his, in inverted commas, lucky break and rises as a professional entertainer, but he falls in love with the beautiful Brazilian wife of his gangster slash producer boss, who's busy making his career, and he's got to make a decision whether it's his career or his love life that's going to take center stage. Pop, Lock and Roll is a film about finding the strength to face adversity as it comes in life, in its unexpected forms and sometimes tragic curveballs. And Maurice takes the lead here, as well as singer-songwriter and actress Yasira Bells, who plays opposite him as his love interest, Queen. There's a whole host of other South African dance talent in the movie. If you want to find out more, make sure you head to cinemas and go and check it out. The film is directed by the founder of Josie Wood Films, Ziggy Hoffmeyer, who also is producing the film, along with Pascal Schmitz and Manyenzeke Baza. And they all took great leaps of strength and faith to get this film out on the movie circuit. As we know, making a film is no cheap experience, and these guys have done it properly, and you can see that a lot of money and a lot of time and effort's been put into this. So do yourself a favor. If you love dance, you love all things hip hop and street dance, do go and check out Pop, Lock and Roll. I actually highly, highly enjoyed it, more than I thought I would. It was really, really good, and I enjoyed seeing our local actors up on the big screen. Now, to round off today's show, I've got two sets of tickets to give away to the Panetage and Biltong Festival, which is taking place on the 14th and 15th of October at La Riba Hotel in Centurion. Yay! If you love Panetage and you love Biltong as much as I do, then this is going to be the festival of the year that you don't want to miss out. So basically, there's going to be 60 great wines paired with a variety of Biltong flavors and types. And it's just going to be, it's going to be loads of fun. There's going to be live jazz by the Swing Cats duos. There's going to be meals in the restaurants. There's going to be, you can sit down by the river, you know, under the trees and picnic. You can eat your biltong and drink your wine and just be happy. So I'm very excited. I'm actually really looking forward to this. So I've got two sets of tickets to give away. The tickets are valued at 440 Rand per set. Please note the tickets are for Sunday, the 15th of October only. So if you know that you're not able to make it on Sunday the 15th of October, then please don't enter the competition, because I'd rather give it to somebody who can join us. And the competition will close on Thursday the 12th of October. So all you need to do is head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and make sure that you enter underneath the post and let me know why you are the biggest fan of Biltong and Panetage in the whole wide world, and why you deserve to win. That's it. Easy peasy. Don't forget that I have a whole host of other competitions that are still running to celebrate my 100th anniversary podcast, but they will be closing on Thursday this week. So if you want to win yourself a case of Tranquini, or you want to win some Flagstone wines, or you want to win some dining vouchers, I've got one to Stanley Beer Yard worth 300 Rand. I've got one to Arbor Cafe worth 300 Rand, as well as some Haagen-Dazs ice cream vouchers, or the chance to win a body take workout and breakfast at Juniper's right next door in Hobart Grove with me, then do make sure you head to heatherhook.com and hit the competitions tab and make sure you enter. Just remember, there are any competitions that say closed in front of them are obviously closed, so please don't enter, because you won't be able to win. And that is it from me for this week. If you really enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to have a listen to something similar, do check out Real Health Plus, which is a holistic health podcast show brought to you by TV presenter and wellness enthusiast Stacey Holland. And it explores practical solutions to help listeners develop a physically, emotionally, and mentally healthier body, mind, and soul. That's Real Health Plus with Stacey Holland. If you are on social media, do make sure that you get engaged with me. I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/Heather L. Hook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise. Hook. The website, once again, is heatherhook.com, and everything that I have spoken about on the show and all the competitions is featured on heatherhook.com. So head on over there if you missed anything. Everything's there for you, and I will be back with you next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. Take care. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.